they don't communicate with us directly, but through the Minister of Justice, which is the apparent ministry. But as you are aware of, the Prime Minister has been put in charge of this program, and he called a meeting between the Ministers of Justice and Finance, and two things have remained. That the first one is the requirement of $3 million for the commencement of voter registration exercise. So we are going to release 1 million of the 3 million very shortly. I think by next week we would have done that. And then the remaining $2 million as soon as possible. The second aspect is that emerged from this meeting is the inadequacy of the budget to finance the referendum and the election. And as I've indicated to you before, I've written to the Prime Minister and the President, indicating to them the fact that we don't have adequate money. But it's important that we start preparing for the election so that we have a quick, legitimate, credible election and get it out of the way so that people can start praising. Elections tend to have a very negative, suffocating people on our people, on business confidence, and on the side of Zimbabweans. So we will release the $1 million so that voter registration exercise can commence as soon as possible. And we will do everything in our power to ensure that the training resources are available. It's also very important in this matter, and I brought this to the attention of the President and the Prime Minister, that diamond revenues must play the part.